hopefully we'll have them for Thursday.
Can we see a call-up possibly, just as an insurance, I guess? Or
potentially. Maybe? Potentially. But we're in no rush right now, just because we've finally have a somewhat of a little mini break in the schedule. But that's a possibility for sure.
Where do you sort of assess where the team is right now with an 8-3-1 record?
Well,
like we're sitting in the standings.
It's all about the points. So in that respect, I like where we're at. I think I've liked our commitment level. I've liked how guys have kind of rallied around. Everybody gets injuries. We've had some pretty heavy ones, but everybody's kind of stepped up and filled roles when we've needed that, and I think that's been a really good sign for our team. I really like the way we've played defense, aside from the last two periods of the Washington game. The Minnesota game, those things happen. I wouldn't say that's a reflection of our team. Not saying we were going to win the Minnesota game, but I don't think we're 7-2 worse than they are. But I think, for the most part, I like the way we've played defensively, and I think the Washington game was those last two periods we were just too loose. So that's something we've got to kind of refocus on. A little bit of our goal scoring's bailed us out, and clearly our goaltending the other night. But overall, I think we'll be sitting 8-3-1. I don't know if we could ask for much better than that.
You knew it was going to be an adjustment period anyway with a lot of new faces coming into the locker room. Now you've had some injuries on top of that. Has that sort of disrupted the way guys are picking things up?
Well, I don't think so. I think, would you like to have consistency and as a coach just be able to sit back and roll the four lines out and not have to worry about things? For sure. But it's challenged us and challenged players in different ways. But it's been good for us. I'd never want to sit here and say, you want to get injuries, but you get to see a little bit more of some guys, and maybe that's going to help us now as the season goes on. But overall, it's been these guys have been a pleasure to coach, and it's hopefully the next 12 games go the same way these 12 went.
You mentioned guys playing their roles. What do you thought about Morrow? I know he was itching to get his first goal, but as far as the role he plays for this team, Phillies kind of fit into what you thought he
was. He's exactly what we needed, we wanted, but he's probably exceeded some of those expectations as well. And I know that it's not translated in the sense that he plays 20 minutes a night, but he's a veteran guy, and when things get stirred up in a game a little bit, he's always got the right thing to say. When things start getting stirred up on the ice, you can tell when he jumps in a scrum and guys are looking for who's in the group here, and then they see Brendan, and it's everything calms down a little bit. He can play, he's killed penalties a little bit for us, been on the power play for us. He's very versatile, and he's part of our glue, and a guy that's for a team that isn't extremely NHL savvy just because of our inexperience, he really helps our guys with that, and so he's a really good guy for us.
As you scouted Anton Stroman before you signed him, did you see what you're seeing now? Are you seeing more than what you would see?
There's
maybe, especially in the playoffs.
There's such things as you don't really know what you have until you coach them, and he's one of those guys. It's hard to really appreciate somebody's game until you're with them every single day, and he's been nothing short of sensational for us. But it's just, you've got something going on when you lose a game 7-2 and you still come out plus. So there's
20 minutes.
Yeah, and play the most minutes on our D-core. So in that sense, he's just how do I say this? Anton Stroman may never win the Norris Trophy, but there's a really good chance his partner will. And that's it's about the only way I can put it for Anton Stroman. He makes people look good.